This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Hi, and welcome to this week's special bonus show, An Audience of One. We have something a little different for you this week. Very good friend and stand-up comic Tim Bedore, who you've heard many times on this podcast, and the star of the nationally syndicated radio Vague But True, you've heard on the Bob and Tom Show, is here to share his 2022 predictions. That's right. He's got some great thoughts and visions on what we're going to be dealing with this year, and he's going to share those with us in just a minute. But if you haven't had a chance, you got to check out Tim's own podcast, An Agnostic's Guide to Heaven. It is so funny. He brings the kind of wit and wisdom that he gave us with Vague But True into this regular podcast, An Agnostic's Guide to Heaven. If you get a chance, check it out. But right now, sit back and enjoy as Tim Bedore shares with us predictions for 2022.
Here he is, a philosopher, a writer, a comedian, a man who can tell the future but won't give away the ugly ending, America's premier prognosticator, Tim Bedore. Well, thank you very much. Yes, my friends, I'm America's number one prognosticator, soothsayer, seer of the future. And just to prove how good I am at making predictions, one of my New Year's predictions has already come true. On January 1st, 2022, I predicted Dr. Anthony Fauci, the chief medical advisor to the president, would testify before Congress. And while doing that, a Republican senator would make just one more stupid remark to him, one more false accusation. And 81-year-old Dr. Anthony Fauci would kick that senator's ass in the hallway after the hearing. Well, it already happened last week. Don't know if you saw the video, but even though Fauci is 81 years old, and he's just a little fella, like Yoda in Star Wars, remember that scene in Attack of the Clones where little ancient Yoda goes all the forces with you on Count Dooku? Fauci kicked the senator's ass just like that in the hallway after the session, not with a lightsaber, it was hand-to-hand. But man, Fauci must lift weights. He tossed that guy around like a rag doll. So I got that one right. What else is going to happen in 2022? Let me put on my soothsayer hat and do a mind meld with the future. And this music always helps me concentrate and see into the future. Okay, I have something. I'm seeing something. I'm getting a vision. Okay, I predict former President Donald Trump will, on July 4th, 2022, announce he is once again running for president. And then, on November 6th, claimed that the 2022 presidential election was stolen from him. And even though there was no presidential election in 2022, just the midterms, Republicans in Congress will call for an investigation on how another presidential election was stolen from Donald Trump. Let's get another prediction. Let me fire up the See the Future music. Okay, I'm getting a picture, seeing something. A vision, I'm getting it. Okay, the COVID epidemic will reach new heights in 2022, peaking in February. Even though the Delta and Omicron variants appear to be waning, I predict a new and virulent strain will appear called AstraZenecron. This new COVID variant is called AstraZenecron because the CDC is going to sell naming rights for new COVID variants. They're trying to raise some research money without raising taxes, which is really kind of smart. I mean, if a new variant is called Johnson & Johnson-acron, every time the pandemic's new variant is mentioned in the news, it's an ad for the maker of a vaccine. Best Buy-acron, Toyota-acron wouldn't work, but AstraZeneca-acron does. And this is not so much a prediction as a good guess. Delta Airlines will mount an all-out media blitz saying they had nothing to do with the Delta variant of COVID-19 after conspiracy websites blame the airline for us having to wear masks. Not a prediction, just a good guess. But what you're here for are predictions, amazing prognostications about the future. So let me peer into the crystal ball and see what else the future holds for us. I'm not seeing. Oh, I forgot the music. Okay. I'm seeing something. I predict at least two U.S. airlines will try to further maximize profits by making bargain fare passengers stand. No seat. They just have to stand. For years, people complained that airports and airlines made you feel like you were being herded like cattle. Well, if we have to stand, that complaint is now more accurate than ever. Oh boy, I'm getting a vision of something, something big, something important. It's getting clearer. I predict in 2022 there will be a breakthrough in the Middle East when representatives of Israel, Sunni and Shia religious leaders, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and Taliban officials all meet backstage at an Ariana Grande concert in Dubai and figure things out. Peace is at hand in the Middle East in 2022. And by the way, you never know what's going to produce a breakthrough. Instead of going to Oslo or Camp David and it's all formal and loads of pressure to come out with a peace accord, sometimes people just get together casually backstage, start talking around the free deli platter and beer and wine set out in a dressing room. They just heard some music they all like. There's common ground. It changes the equation. So that's nice. And by the way, I also predict Starbucks on May 1st will announce a new size of coffee cup called the Ariana Grande to honor her efforts for world peace. Let's see if there's anything else about the future that comes through. Oh no. Oh, this is not good. Sadly, this good news about peace in the Middle East doesn't last long. I predict on September 4th, war will break out in the Middle East after Al-Qaeda and Taliban leaders get into an argument while playing pickleball in Tehran. But Muslims and Jews will not get involved because they have finally realized they are the only two religions in the world that both hate foreskins and pork. They realize they have more in common than that which separates them. They both hate foreskins and pork, love Ariana Grande, and are not good at pickleball, which is why they weren't in Tehran playing with Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. So I am sorry, I am bummed. I was so hoping for world peace, but hey, I have to call them like I see them. This is not a wish list for me. I have to report the future and what I see. Well, this one, wow. I am dead certain a new reality show on Fox called Numb Nuts, featuring contestants being asked trivia questions while sitting naked on a block of ice for 5 minutes, will run afoul of FCC rules and regs because the tiebreaker round includes contestants being shot in the testicles with a BB gun. Numb Nuts will be found to be in violation of equal opportunity regulations because women have an unfair advantage in the tiebreaker round. That only makes common sense. Oh my, wow, this makes me happy. This is cool. I have a clear vision. They're Aaron Rodgers and my Green Bay Packers, I predict, and you can bank on this, will win the 2022 Super Bowl on February 13th, and then in the fall, start out the new season 12-0 with Aaron Rodgers' favorite new receiver, Joe Rogan, hauling in 98 touchdown passes before Rogan dies of the new COVID variant, Walmartacron. My friends, seeing into the future, making these predictions takes so much psychic energy, I have to lay down. But just know this, if you go to Vegas and bet on the Green Bay Packers to win the Super Bowl or Al-Qaeda to win the pickleball match with the Taliban and you lose, you'll get a full money-back guarantee on those predictions. Keep your receipts. I stand behind my work and we'll even things up later. Thanks for listening. And I also predict we will be together again in the future. Future. Future.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.